And joining us this morning is Sue Futter. She is the Director of Cook County Health and Human Services. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, later this morning, you're going to go to the county board with a proclamation for April as Child Abuse Prevention Month. I'm not going to ask you to read the proclamation. I'll let the county board hear it. But what I'm really interested in is Child Abuse Prevention Month and what that means and what kind of services we have available here if such a, such events happen.
Well, first of all, this Child Abuse Prevention Month, as you said, is April, and this is something that goes on nationally in the state of Minnesota as well as locally. And the main purpose of Child Abuse Prevention Month is really to promote education and awareness in our community about child abuse and what people can do to report child abuse, what we can do to really prevent it. And I think that we look at this as a community county effort simply because it takes all of us working together to keep our kids safe and to keep families strong and healthy.
Can you give me some kind of an idea of the prevalence of child abuse in the county? Or is that the kind of thing that isn't documented that much?
Oh, yes, it is certainly documented, and people, if there is a situation or a suspect of some kind of child abuse, can either call our agency or law enforcement to report that. And typically, I would say in the last few years, we end up with about maybe 15 to 20 reports within a year.
Now, are these do these tend to be physical abuse, sexual abuse, what?
Well, I would say that overall, generally, the child abuse reports that we get in Cook County tend to deal with more situations such as neglect. Perhaps it's medical neglect, person not getting their children the medicines or the medications that they need, and that could be because of their income or finances. It could be for other reasons as well. Sometimes we see neglect because parents are abusing chemicals and are not able to care for their children as they should and meet all of their needs and keep them safe. The other thing maybe we see is just education neglect. In other words, perhaps they're not getting their children to school timely and attending school on a regular basis, and the children become truant. And so typically that then is a sort of a symptom of a deeper problem that might be going on in the family. But those are, I would say, mainly the kinds of reports that we get.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that it still may be the case that people that are licensed to practice something here in the state of Minnesota are also mandated to report this kind of abuse. Is that true?
It is true, although we would encourage certainly anybody to report if they suspect something. Just because you are anonymous, then you remain anonymous. But our state does require people that are in the field, such as our social services, or in the health field, or work in a school, teachers, any kind of law enforcement person, those ministers, that range of professionals are considered mandated reporters or required to report as part of their job.
Now, I you talked earlier about it takes the whole community. You're talking about partnerships, and I would think that maybe if somebody who is not necessarily mandated to report abuse but suspects abuse, obviously there's going to be people are going to kind of pull back on that because they're not going to want to say anything if they don't know for sure. And they, even though you say it's anonymous, maybe going to ministers or it would be less of a problem for people rather than just calling up law enforcement or even calling your office. Is there a lot of work between human services, for example, and the various faith communities that we have?
Well, there is. I guess I would say that we have also what we call the Cook County Child Protection Team. And on that team, it meets monthly. There are a number of the various representatives from agency and community that I mentioned earlier, who do talk about certainly about specific issues and cases, but also about ways to prevent child abuse. And I think that's really the focus that we like to put on things, is how do we prevent this in our community? And certainly the religious community has and does play an important role in that in our particular community.
I would assume also the Violence Prevention Center would be a contact.
That is very true. And, you know, people can contact any individual. We encourage children to report to someone that they feel is a safe person, and then that person could also report to us or to law enforcement. And again, depending upon whether or not they're a mandated reporter, that would, how they would proceed at that would might that, make a difference.
That also includes teachers, right?
Yes, it does.
Now, if someone does want to go to Health and Human Services and they call, what are the, who do they ask for, or what do they say?
Well, they can call our number, the 3620 number, and ask for the in the social worker intake person, or they can ask directly for our person now, who is Beth Ferrone, and she is our child protection worker, and they could talk to that individual. They could also leave a message, and someone would call them back, or like I said before, they could report and call law enforcement as well, because then we do cross-reporting with law enforcement. If the report comes here, or if the report goes to law enforcement, they cross-report to Health and Human Services.
Okay. Well, we're going to probably bring this up a couple times during April, talk to some other folks on that child protection team, and to try to encourage people to come out if they suspect child abuse prevention. It is not telling on your neighbor. It is helping a kid. We've been speaking with Sue Futter. She is the director of Cook County Health and Human Services. Thank you for talking with us this morning, and good luck before the board. I'm sure the board will have no problem with this proclamation at all.
No, they have done it in the years past, and so I don't believe they'll have a problem with it. And thanks again. And there will be others that will talk about Child Abuse Prevention Month and some of the many activities and efforts that are going on in the community during April.
Okay. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.